Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
Hey, Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you can be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson and available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscription button, a little notify bell next to it so you always know when there's new Going In Raw content. We're also available on the Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson, where 48 people are watching right now. 48
Hi,
people.
Hello,
everybody on Patreon. And you can watch live Going In Raw 3 times a week. In addition, of course, we've got the Monday show, but the exclusive for patrons, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, our recap shows for Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and 205 Live. That's at the $5 a month mark, best value tier. Do we have audio? Do we have audio?
We're good.
Confirmed we have audio. That's good. And we're also available on the Pro Wrestling Tees at prowrestlingtees.com/Going In Raw. We have lots of great designs, more to come. Today we're going to be talking about
SmackDown.
Yeah, SmackDown.
We're going to SmackDown live TV.
Yeah, that's right. Kind of odd, right? No retaliation. No Raw-taliation.
No, but the specter of Raw's retaliation loomed over the entire. So they kept cutting those shots of exits and entrances in the arena.
Sense of dread.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't. Do you prefer it that way, or do you want to see?
No,
that?
I want anticipation.
Yeah.
I like that Daniel Bryan was like, "Hey, Shane."
He was kind of questioning.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he said he was unhappy with what Shane did. And then the close episode, he said to Shane, you know, Raw's retaliation is coming. It might not be tonight, but it's coming.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be good.
I feel like they could have upped the drama a little bit because they were getting kind of goofy with it. Like, for example, when the New Day saw that
the raw
table
fruit.
With raw fruit. That's kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
I wish there was a bit more of a sense of dread. You know?
Well, I kind of thought those shots of the doors of the arena kind of provided that a little bit.
If there was, I mean, look, I'm not going to start sitting here fantasy booking or anything. It's not really our jobs. But
we've done it before.
If Raw decided to take, we talked about this yesterday, how cool it would be if they just sent Joe.
Oh, I know.
If this week, like, one person had been laid out and Raw took a sneakier approach to doing it, where like once a week it would build and build and build, where this week like one person would be laid out.
And then three and then five and then the week before the go home show.
That's when the full invasion comes.
War.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think that would be kind of more fun. Whereas this week it was just kind of dealing with the consequences of what happened the night before, which was kind of cool, which is a good approach as like a full-on invasion.
And they address the fact that why are heels and faces teaming up?
Right. Yeah, that was good. I'm glad they did that.
Yeah.
This is the Going In Raw Daily Notes.
Yeah, that's so not what we're
once
doing
Once again,
now.
I am ill-prepared for the episode today. Not surprising. Anyways, the show did start off with a Shane McMahon promo.
Yep, talking about the Raw invasion. Hashtag under siege.
Is this where he talked about being a kid and learning very quickly early on that
if you're going to get in a fight, strike first.
Yeah, punch him in the mouth first.
That's exactly what he said.
And then my favorite thing happened.
Oh, Sami Zayn's great. Heel Sami Zayn's fantastic.
Sami Zayn came out. And I swear,
every week he goes more and more overboard with his entrance.
I know.
It's fantastic.
Every week when he comes in, this week he did a little drum solo on the stairs.
Yeah. He did a good like 30-second skanking solo in the ring before he started talking.
And he gets all in the face of Shane McMahon, like uncomfortably close to Shane McMahon. Sami Zayn, like we should do a freaking power rank every week of like who's the happiest person in the WWE. Sami Zayn would be pretty close up there.
Yeah.
I feel like because he does seem a lot freer with his heel persona.
He's probably having A, more fun. B, he's more involved in, well, he's involved in a storyline.
Right.
You just want to go and see me skank, huh?
I got that coincidental shot right there. That was fun. But no, it was fun. Anyways, he comes out and he says, Shane, you need, he says, you know, me and KO talked about it. And yeah, we're willing to do this. But moreover, you need us to be on Team SmackDown.
He said that himself and Kevin Owens would be selfless enough
yeah.
to help out Team Blue
right.
for Survivor Series.
So Shane says you can have a spot.
Well, he said, no, I don't want your help. We don't need your help. The SmackDown is the land of opportunity. Therefore,
right.
you'll get a chance in a match tonight.
You can fight for it.
Yes. Sami Zayn versus Randy Orton.
Yes.
For the main event.
So then we had the New Day versus the current number one contender to the tag titles, Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable. With the Usos on commentary. I love the Usos on commentary.
Yeah, they're really good.
They're really funny.
I feel like Benjamin and Gable's tag chemistry is improving quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, it is totally. Yeah,
it really is.
Absolutely, it is.
Because this was a fun match.
Mm-hmm.
Gave it a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then Benjamin and Gable kind of cheated. Well, not really cheated. They cut corners to win.
Well, yeah, man. Look, here's the thing. It is interesting. They're sort of they're preparing for the Usos.
And their heels.
In the best way they know how.
They
because the Usos cut corners.
Yeah.
They do what it takes to win.
There was this great spot where Shelton Benjamin clotheslines Kofi out of the ring. It was right before they went to commercial. And Big E comes over to him and starts pulling bootios out of his tights.
That killed me. Because number one, that spill that Kofi took on the outside, that looked kind of nasty.
I know,
like
I
that
know.
Was on the old man's hips.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful with the hips.
Yeah.
Have you noticed any, are your hips starting to...
Oh, yeah. Here,
we're not that old, man.
No, like literally, like I've never encountered really any aches and pains working out anything my waist and up.
Right.
But if I do too much legs, like my hips hurt.
Yeah.
Especially my right one.
Yeah.
I get a pain that goes from my hip all the way to my rear end.
I've been doing a lot more sort of, core muscle kind of work because I've noticed like bending over is a thing now. So I'm like, well, I'm only 30. How old am I now? 39?
39.
Yeah, I'm only 39. I'm not that old.
You're doing
I shouldn't
deadlifts?
Hurt. No, I'm not doing that because I need to get a belt for that. Everything's going
to
spill out.
I'll send you to the link to the one I got.
There you go. So I've been doing that. But, like, I noticed, and I think part of it is, like, you know, Alabama sleeps between me and Lacey. And so, like, and then Gypsy will come up there sometimes. She'll cuddle up next to me. So I'm just all sort of contorted in bed. And I think that has something to do with it.
That probably would.
But, I noticed my hips are achy these days.
But, like, I'm a side sleeper, and I always have been. So if the, you know, like, we're on the road or I'm visiting family or something, if the mattress isn't right, that's the first thing that hurts when I wake up in the morning is my hips.
Yeah. Here's my thing. When I sleep these days, I need something to, I need, like, a second pillow.
You need
pillow
to put something in a headlock.
Yeah, I need to put something in a headlock. Unless I'm on my stomach and I'm like this, I can do this. But if I'm on my side, like, if Bama's right here, like, I can't do this because I'll probably freaking smother her. I need a pillow under here.
You know me. I sleep in the fetal position.
Yeah.
You've seen that before.
Always craving to be in the womb.
Guess so.
You are, yeah. Anyways, where were we?
Yeah, Benjamin and Chad Gable. Hell of a team.
Yeah, they're good. Mm-hmm. The finish of this match saw Chad Gable kind of tell Shelton Benjamin, I'm going to toss Xavier Woods your way.
You know, I realize
he does so what?
We're saying Shelton Benjamin wrong. Shelton Benjamin. That's how the Usos are saying.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. No. Shelton Benjamin.
Oh, okay. So Shelton Benjamin.
Mm-hmm. Shelton Benjamin.
Kicks Xavier Woods in the back. And Gable covers him for the win.
Yeah. I mean, look, I like this, man. Look, SmackDown Live did a hell of a job elevating the Usos to the level they're at.
Yes.
What did we say about when the all the other tag teams showed up? They now need to use the Usos and the New Day to elevate another team. I can't think of
a
better
team. As many teams as you can.
Than Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin.
Oh, agreed.
To do that with. They got the clean win. I mean, yeah. Was it dirty tactics? Yeah. Was it cheating necessarily?
Just cutting corners.
I liked it. Get them the win. Get them more promo time with a mic in front of Shelton Benjamin so we can hear what he says.
Yes.
That's still my thing.
Next, we had pretty much the entire SmackDown Women's Division backstage, kind of arguing a little bit amongst themselves.
Mm-hmm.
In walks Daniel Bryan and says, you know, all of you are going to be a part of SmackDown Live Survivor Series team.
Yeah.
Lana steps forward and Daniel Bryan says, but not you, Lana.
That was great. And Lana, God bless her soul, the rest of the segment didn't go along with anything. She just gave Daniel Bryan murder eyes.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. I loved it. And then Rusev called out Daniel Bryan on Twitter.
I know.
Called him a bully.
Yep.
No, not you, Lana.
That was great. I loved it. That was fantastic.
And he also said, tonight, to determine the captain for Team SmackDown Live TV Survivor Series team, there'll be a fatal five-way. Whoever wins that will be captain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good.
After that, we had Fashion Dogs. What?
Immediately, you knew it was going to be Becky Lynch, right? It had to have been... Had to win Becky
Lynch. She was itching for a fight on Raw.
And they need to give her...
And she called out Charlotte for not even being there.
I know. I loved it. That was great.
Next, Fashion Dogs.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Yeah, it was fun.
I mean, come on, man. Reservoir Dogs. We had Fandango and Tyler Breeze arguing over who got to be Mr. Hot Pink.
And Tickled Pink.
And Tickled Pink. Tyler Breeze did not want to be Tickled Pink. He wanted to be Hot Pink. So that was good.
We had the Ascension evolve.
I love the slow-mo walking shot where the Ascension go in there. They're trying to give a high five and Tyler Breeze is ducking it.
I like when they walk in and Breezango says, "What are you guys doing? Wasteland stuff."
That's right.
That's pretty funny.
That was good stuff. They had James Ellsworth tied up. Of course, the infamous scene from Reservoir Dogs.
A la Marvin Nash.
Marvin Nash. Hey, come on here up. I'm dying here. I'm dying. Oh, that was such a brutal scene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, Ellsworth, they're in basically kind of interrogating him because he was seen with a briefcase. But of course, obviously, it was Carmella's briefcase. And inside the Money in the Bank briefcase, instead of a contract, it was Ellsworth's dirty drawers, which were completely smeared with...
Yeah, there was doo-doo stains on them. A lot of doo-doo stains.
All over. Like, how was that censor safe? How was that standards and practice
I feel like it literally showed a skid mark.
There was a lot of poop on those...
There was a lot.
On that underwear. And they made it look very much like actual skid marks.
I know, and then Fandango, after Carmella and Ellsworth leave, he just puts that underwear on his shoulder.
That was disgusting, man. That was actual scat. I wish they would have they needed it pixelated or something. That was gross. It was pretty funny, though. And then of course, at the end, they hammer home the fact that, you know, what's-his-face, Connor, was saying, because they were like, case closed. And he was like, wait a second. You haven't closed anything. What about whoever trashed your office? What about who attacked you?
What about 2B, Bludgeon Brothers?
It's obviously the B must be silent. I don't know. It was a lot of fun. You had to watch it to enjoy it. Next up, we had Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon. Seeds of discontent from Daniel Bryan being sowed with him and Shane McMahon.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan unhappy.
Not happy about this Raw Invasion thing. Hey, Daniel, guess what? I'm kind of with Shane on this one. I don't get why you have a problem with this.
I think Daniel Bryan just wanted to be in the loop.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
since
yeah.
Since they are the two authorities on SmackDown Live, I would understand why Daniel Bryan would be upset about Shane going solo, even though Shane, you know, in the power structure, he's higher.
Right, yeah.
Nonetheless, throughout their tenure as heads of SmackDown, they've largely worked together.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think Daniel Bryan... unhappiness is justified. Mm-hmm. He just wants communication.
Yeah. Yeah, but I can kind of see Shane's point of view. You know, Daniel Bryan, vegan, you know? No, he's sort of a pacifist.
Hey, man, you've seen him throw elbows at a guy who wasn't selling for him.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, though.
Nonetheless, it's in him.
It's been a while, yeah. It's in him.
There is plenty of aggression within Daniel Bryan.
And then his time with Ellsworth. He, you know, it's funny because it was like, wasn't there like an episode of Ride Along with those two?
So I think so.
So I know they're like, you know, they're cool or whatever. But man, his acting job with Ellsworth, my God, it really came off like he wanted to completely destroy Ellsworth.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's going to be interesting. Where do you see that playing out? How do you see that going, you know, story-wise? Daniel Bryan not being happy? Is there a swerve of some sort? I like that they set up some threads.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
You know?
I mean, if you want to look long-term, this could be... Daniel Bryan's out when his contract's up next year.
I feel like that's gonna be an emotional moment because it's not gonna be just a, you know, all of a sudden he's gone. I think they're gonna give him the stick and let him say what he wants to say.
Oh, I hope so. I hope they really milk the moment.
I think they do. Yeah, I hope. I know. What a cynical bastard you are. It can get some good ratings. No, man, I'm all about for the emotional moment.
Well, the emotional moment will translate into huge ratings.
All right.
I'm not saying that's why I want to see it. I'm speaking from the perspective of WWE.
Oh, okay.
They're the cynical ones.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, yeah, the whole retirement thing was totally a cynical thing. Yeah. Yeah, that was terrible. Anyways, Baron Corbin versus Sin Cara. Sin Cara notched another victory over the U.S. champion.
So why did the ref stop this? I thought as long as you're not in the corner, you can hit someone in the head as much as you want. And there's not a five count.
Well, okay, here's my problem with it. Why wasn't this a TKO on the part of Baron Corbin?
That's
TKO
what I thought it was victory. At first, yeah. But then the commentary team was saying, no, Baron Corbin didn't respect the ref's five count.
Yeah.
But Sin Cara wasn't in the corner.
I didn't know.
There wasn't a situation where a clean break was necessary.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
So Corbin was DQ'd for just throwing too many elbows at Sin Cara's head.
Poor reffing decisions.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So afterwards, Corbin hits Sin Cara with End of Days outside the ring. So I guess this whole feud continues.
Mm-hmm. You think that's going to keep doing?
As long as having these wonky finishes,
if it's anybody but Sin Cara, I guess, yeah. But it's Sin Cara. Are they really going to give him a title shot?
No. Yeah. Not a serious one, at least. Not
like, why wasn't this a title shot?
I don't know.
You know, like, he won last week. That should have been, if you win, you get a title shot.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Right?
Go ahead.
Is this so to the point that everybody's like, well, Sin Cara doesn't really, he's not going to be a champion.
I don't know.
They're getting meta with this again.
I do like that Baron Corbin, when he walked to the ring, was shoving his belt in people's faces.
I know.
I like that's his thing.
You know what I really want to produce? Sure, we can ask our good friend, Matthew E. Williams Esquire, the legalities of this. Couldn't we produce a shirt that, like, I could draw a pretty cool wolf, and then it says,
you're not me.
You're not me.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Did he ever actually say that on Twitter?
No.
Okay, then, yeah.
Although I feel that'd be a huge get if, like, we got him on camera saying, you're not me, and this is going in wrong.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be great.
But, I mean, yeah, there's no problem with that.
Yeah.
I don't see why there would be.
Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Could you imagine if, like, a ton of people showed up at SmackDown with that shirt?
That'd be great.
Like, I don't really care about the money. I want him to see
it
shirt.
And see if he gets it.
Because a lot of people.
It would be great if, like, there was a whole group of people wearing that shirt. This will never happen, by the way. Like, sitting ringside as he's walking to the ring, and he just looks at them and reads, you're not me. Looks at the camera confused.
How do we get that to happen? I mean, all we need is, like, some friendos are going to be there ringside. I'll for you. Look, man.
Yeah, we'll pony up for the shirts.
If any friendos are going to be at SmackDown ringside, DM us a copy of your ticket so we know you're on the level. And I'll be on the honor system with our friendos. Yeah. I trust them. We'll send out some shirts. Just give us enough warning.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious. Anyways.
Yeah, Matthew Williams says right here, that shirt could work. No issues.
Yeah.
There you go. We're in the clear, man.
All right. We're in the clear.
We'll do it. Next, we had Sunil Singh take on AJ Styles before the match, Singh Brothers. In response to Paul Heyman saying they ripped off his gimmick, to introduce Jinder Mahal. Jinder dropped a promo responding to Paul Heyman's criticisms.
Yeah.
Do you still think he has a chance of winning that match?
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a chance he's going to sneak this one out. Nothing to the contrary has. I'll put it this way. I think there's a chance. I think there's a chance for either that to happen or your way.
Of course, there's a chance, but I think the greater chance is that Brock wins in about 8 minutes.
Look, whenever there's the opportunity for WWE to go the obvious route, they're going to go the obvious route. However, I don't see a lot of upside to Brock squashing Jinder.
I don't think it's going to be a squash.
And I don't know if it's in his character to have a good showing against Brock Lesnar. I still maintain that.
There's, no, I understand that. But especially in advance of the tour of India, give him a good showing against Brock.
Yeah.
Like, have him hit a coloss. Brock kicks out.
Hey, you know what I thought this week?
And then the Singh brothers get involved. Brock dispatches of them. F5 pin.
You know what I thought this week? Watching Jinder come out. If everything had gone down with Jinder the way it had over the past, 6 months or so?
Yeah.
But he wasn't champion. What a great way to build a guy to become champion.
I know.
You know?
I know. It's kind of a bummer they didn't invest some time in building him up before putting the belt on him more.
Right.
Because I think he's still kind of dealing with the perception that he's just the jobber they put the belt on.
Because nobody would ever consider that run, but without the title involved, as him being shoved down our throats. No. Because nobody would ever suspect that Jinder would be the guy that Vince, there would never be anything that said, oh yeah, Jinder is totally Vince's boy. I'm thinking of the Roman parallel, obviously. What a great build that would be. I know. This guy sneaking out all these wins against top quality opponents that you always think would win.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then when he goes for the title against whoever would have it in the meantime, let's say they just kept on an AJ or whatever.
Yeah.
Or Randy.
Or Orton, yeah.
Or Orton, yeah. I don't know. I just think that'd be...
It'd be a more interesting story.
Yeah, what a great way to build a guy.
Yeah.
But
no, I agree.
He's champion, though. So people are like, oh, they just put the title on him. India, et cetera, et cetera. So anyways, I don't know.
So...
I think there's a possibility he's going to sneak out a win. I still say that's more in keeping with this. If they want to be consistent with his character, I think that a sneaky win, either a sneaky win or getting squashed by Brock, are the two options that they have.
I think they could find a middle ground where he thinks he's going to get a sneaky win, but then Brock kicks out of the class.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of Brock's matches from here until Mania are going to be structured the same as the Samoa Joe one, mm-hmm. the same as the Braun Strowman one, where his opponent is giving it to him for a good portion of the match. In the end, it's almost like a desperation F5. He wins.
Okay, well, if you let's take that last match with Jinder versus Shinsuke, where Jinder went over
relatively clean. Yeah.
But the Singh brothers were giving Shinsuke some fits.
Yeah, and then they got ejected from ringside, and that it wasn't so much the Singh brothers directly distracting; it was the ref tossing them out. That was enough of a distraction. So Shinsuke couldn't win because he had given Jinder a Kinshasa, trying to pin him, but the ref was busy with.
If you swap out Shinsuke for Brock and Brock just kicks out of the Colossus, I guess that's a way it could go.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
But I'm not talking about you made it sound like you were talking about Jinder having a good showing in terms of him being almost the equal to Brock, but not quite.
I think a good showing for him is hitting a Colossus and giving people the idea that, because they booked the Colossus really strong so far.
Yeah.
No one's kicked out of it yet.
Yeah.
So if he hits a Colossus on Brock, granted we know he's not going to win, it puts the idea in the mind since it's been booked so strong that, oh, dang,
yeah,
he could have this, whether it means the Singh brothers getting involved or not prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, in my mind, it could go down like a lot of his other matches where the Singh brothers get involved, he hits the Colossus, and Brock kicks out. Or he has a decent enough showing where he hits the Colossus, kicks out, then the Singh brothers get involved.
Yeah.
Either way, they can do it. Either way, it's not Jinder getting squashed in 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Either way, it's a strong enough showing for him where he can lose. He doesn't look necessarily weak, and the belt doesn't look weak.
Yeah, if they do that, that's fine. I mean, I could see that happening. Let's see here. So, yeah, I like the promo card for this, too. My knock, it wasn't really a knock, but my thing about the Bollywood Boys during their time in NXT was they look so good-natured.
Yeah.
And in the little promo card they had, I should have loaded up into the Elgato in the stream deck here, but the little, it was, prominent Sunil, and then in the background, what's the other guy's name?
Samir.
Samir. And Jinder back there, and Sunil still looks so good natured. He just has such a kind face.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. There's nothing threatening about it.
Jinder is still delivering his promo. AJ interrupts, or his music does.
The hell was that shirt he was wearing?
Yeah,
he's
doing
like a red camo type thing.
Yeah,
weird camo pattern type thing.
Yeah,
not into it. Be honest with you, not into it. He's still one of the best in the world.
Oh, he is. So he walks down the ring before the match starts. Mike Chioda tosses Jinder from ringside.
You're out of here.
So Jinder's not there. Samir Singh tries to interfere on his brother's behalf to no avail.
It is very fast.
Yes, Sunil very taps fast. Out to the calf crusher in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, basically AJ used Sunil to...
He throws him into Samir while he's
into
on the
Samir,
apron.
Into Samir, yeah.
Follows it up with the calf crusher.
Yeah, they're getting really good at selling each other when they are being used as weapons for each other.
Yeah, yeah, against each other.
So that's going to be a thing with Brock, I think. He's going to be throwing them into each other
swinging them at each other. German suplexing both of them at the same time.
You really think that's going to happen?
Yeah, that's going to happen.
That's probably going to happen. Although, I feel like that's not a big deal. Like, I feel like I could German suplex
maybe,
both of them.
Maybe he'll F5 both of them at the same time.
There you go. That's kind of a big
deal. And after he does that, Jinder can hit the Colossus. Brock kicks out.
Mm-hmm.
F5, win for Brock.
Yeah.
After that, Sami Zayn was backstage in the locker room, sorry, taping up his wrists. In walks Kevin Owens, who is back from his leave.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk for a bit, saying that if Sami wins and Kevin wins, it won't be Team SmackDown for Survivor Series. It'll be Team Kevin and Sammy.
And Kevin corrects him and says, you mean Team Sammy
and Kevin.
Yeah. And then he walks off, and what does Sammy say? He says, what a guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Next up, we had Daniel Bryan, Jinder Mahal, and the Singh brothers all backstage. And Jinder basically offers up the other Singh brother, Samir,
yeah,
this time next week for AJ Styles. And what does Samir say? He says, it's going to be phenomenal. And Daniel Bryan just says, he used that joke last time. next up, we had the women's Fatal 5-Way.
All the women came out participating in this match. And then Natalya walked into the ring. The ring announcer said, women's champion Natalya. That was it.
Yeah. That was weird.
It was a little awkward.
Yeah.
Decent enough match. It was all over the place.
Yeah, I like when they do these all over the place matches. They're kind of fun sometimes.
Yeah.
Like Lana got like freaking destroyed by Charlotte. She like rammed her into the barricade.
Yeah. In the end, Carmella tapped to the disarmer. Yeah. Becky Lynch is your captain of Team SmackDown Live.
Look at me. I'm the captain.
Becky's the captain now.
I know. I tweeted at her. I said, you're the captain now.
Oh, you did?
With that gift.
Oh, good job.
Sad she didn't like it, though. And then I think it was either during this match or right after that I put up our going in Raw poll, and I realized, I'm like, you know what? I think that's why we do pretty decent here on the show, because it kept on, it was at 50-50 essentially the entire time.
I was
hoping
it was going to stay at 50-50 the entire time, because I think that's the perfect result.
I know, I agree with that. I think we wouldn't be nearly as successful if it was like, you know, 60-40 or 70-30. Because nobody wants to see just one guy they like and then have to deal with another guy they don't like.
Yeah.
Where is that damn poll? I want to see what it's at right now. We got like a lot of votes for that too.
Yeah.
Where is it? Oh, here we go. After 2,300 votes, and it's only at 51-49, which could be a matter of, you know, a difference of
five. Well,
literally, it could be a difference of one vote.
Yeah, could be. Next, Bludgeon Brothers video package. I'm still not into this. This is dumb.
You know what bums me out about it? I actually probably would be more into it just on the basis of how cheesy it is. But I just get so sad because of Luke Harper.
I think he realizes it's dumb.
And I look into his eyes and I think you're right about that. I always hear so much about how, and I mean, I've seen it, but I just also wonder how much of him haven't we seen that's really, really good. And then this is what they have him with. And I'm like, well, at least he's on TV and he's going to have, they're going to give them some sort of initial push, and maybe we'll see stuff with him there. Maybe we'll see something good.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not entirely hopeful.
How'd you like this next bit? The Dolph Ziggler interview.
Oh, it was fine.
Or Bobby Roode.
Bobby Roode smiled way too much.
I know, dude. I feel like he's in a weird smiling prison of some sort. Like he has to, like they're making.
Why does
do
he
that.
Have to wear the robe all the time?
I don't know, man. When he wears it and it's not in an entrance, I'll go back to this because this happened before. When he goes out there and he drops it at long promo in robe, when he just is backstage in robe,
yeah,
it looks like a bathrobe.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I know, it doesn't make a lick of sense.
It was great when he wears a suit, except when he had a match and then he wears robe.
I know. Where's the suit?
Maybe he had a dark match later in the night, so he just got ready.
Yeah, that could be. But he looks like $1 million.
But you still have the entire 205 Live taping to get changed. I don't know. They probably want him to wear the robe.
That's exactly what it is. They want him to wear the robe.
Yeah.
They love the robe. They love the glorious thing. They want him smiling for some reason. I don't get it, dude. It obviously does not fit who he should be.
No.
I mean, I'm not even saying, hey, he's got to be a heel. I'm saying he should probably be a tweener.
He should at least have a character.
He should be, yeah, I know.
Which he doesn't have.
He's just a, I don't know.
He seems just so adrift.
It's so beneath him.
Yeah.
You know?
But I mean, like the
at least they didn't stumble through this promo.
No,
together.
The substance of this whole thing was good.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because, yeah, yeah. You know, Dolph said, I told you so. I was better than Bobby Roode. He's nothing but an entrance. But they addressed
I like that.
The face heel thing and why they're teaming up at Survivor Series, mm-hmm, or why they were willing to team up at the Raw Invasion.
Yeah.
And Dolph says, I'm like, hey, just because we were, doing what we did together on Raw, mm-hmm, doesn't mean we're buddy-buddy now.
Yeah. He says, I don't even use the F word. He means friend.
Friend, yeah.
He doesn't use the word friendo,
apparently. So Bobby said, okay, in the end, let's have a match next week. Mm-hmm. Not just any match, 2 out of 3 falls match.
Yeah.
So that's what's going to happen. And the winner of that match is on Team SmackDown Live.
Uh-huh.
So Bobby Roode's going to be on Team SmackDown Live.
Yeah, man, that's awesome.
And we have another qualifying match next week, Kevin Owens versus Nakamura.
I mean,
so
I feel
Nakamura
like
Nakamura is going to be on Team.
Yeah,
SmackDown
I feel like
Live.
It's going to be Nakamura. It's going to be.
And then there's already a lot of people saying that okay, if Kevin Owens loses, then he and Sami Zayn are going to somehow either be involved in the Raw invasion of SmackDown, cost Team SmackDown their match at Survivor Series, something like that.
Such a shame we didn't get the Shield versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Is there anybody else on Raw that they could potentially? I mean, you're probably right. They're just not going to be involved in an actual match, but they'll be involved somehow.
Yeah,
can't keep them off.
No.
And imagine, could you imagine if the entire SmackDown brand had heat with Owens and Zayn?
Oh, that'd be great.
That seems to be the way that they're going with that. Yep. You know.
Yep.
Oh, I love it. That's fantastic.
It'd be very good.
Wow.
And that takes us to our main event: Sami Zayn versus Randy Orton.
Orton.
Decent enough match.
Yeah, I mean, this is what you sort of. I like it now that we're getting a different. Sami Zayn is so good that he changes what he does in the ring. His entire character, including what he does in the ring, has been changed due to this heel turn of his.
Yeah,
and so it gives us a fresh take on Sami Zayn.
Yes,
and I mean, Randy Orton is Randy Orton. I feel like Randy Orton is just this. I don't know. I still just feel like what the Randy Orton role. It's just this weird, like, I don't know. It could be taken by somebody else who has more of a career in front of them than behind them.
Oh, potentially, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's just, I get that his name has so much legacy behind it. It's got so much weight behind it.
He still gets a pop when
he comes
out.
Yeah, he does. And so when Shane McMahon says, well, your match is against Randy Orton. Okay, that gives the heel a reason to freak out about it, you know?
Yeah.
I just feel like that could be somebody else. You know, I don't know. I just feel like he's taking up space, and there's no reason for it. I don't know. Anyways, Kevin Owens came out, so he was there. That was cool. I mean, we saw him earlier, but
he runs out to ringside and distracts Orton, and gives Sami Zayn an opportunity to roll Orton up, and Orton kicks out at two.
Right.
Owens hops on the apron again, but this time just distracts the ref.
Orton pulls a Yano.
Yep, low blow on Zayn. And then he stares at Kevin Owens while he gives Sami Zayn an RKO.
Yeah.
Picks up the win.
Yeah. And so Randy Orton is your team on your team's match.
And also at the end, you have Shane and Daniel Bryan talking again about the imminent invasion of Raw to SmackDown and how SmackDown better be ready.
Yeah, I just felt like there could have been a little bit more drama behind that aspect of things, a little bit more weight to the sense of tension.
Yeah.
But whatever, it was fine. It was good.
Like have some people staring at the door waiting for something to happen.
Some foreboding music, maybe. Yeah, something like that.
Someone build a barricade.
Yeah, whatever is the most cheesy, then that's good. Did you ever see this before? The Jeff Jarrett's shoot promo on Raw from when he came back to the WWE
no.
in 97? It's so bad. Because I was looking for pictures for non-news yesterday, and I found this one of Jeff Jarrett, and I was like, what is this from? And it was just really bad shoot promo thing that he did when he came back in 97. And apparently it just did him zero favors whatsoever.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyways.
Let's
answer some questions from the Patreon and our Patreon thread at patreon.com/Steve and Larson. We've talked about this before. Fat Bastard Champ Alex Foster says, in kayfabe, how does one accept an open challenge? It's whoever gets to gorilla position first, right?
In my mind, there is an announcement made backstage, and then a mad scramble to gorilla.
Mad scramble. Anytime a mad scramble takes place, then I'm all for it.
And like there's like a on-deck circle or something, like they have in baseball.
Right.
And whoever establishes their position in that on-deck circle first answers the challenge.
I like it a lot. That's good.
In my mind, that's how it works.
This is good. Nathan Ragland. Sami Zayn seems drunk now when he does his entrance. What other superstars would you like to see do their entrance sarcastically or drunk? Bobby Roode.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that. Just an overdoing it, Bobby Roode.
Dean Ambrose.
There you go. That's a good one. I like that. Roman Reigns, because if he was drunk during his entrance, it would be kind of like when he came out for the Raw After Mania.
But it would have to be his entrance through the crowd.
Yeah, he'd stumble down.
No, he'd roll. He'd stumble and then fall down the stairs and do a full roll.
Why did freaking 2K Games take the stumble and roll out of...
Oh, that's a bummer.
Out of the custom entrances, damn it.
The Nightcrawler, hey, friendos, power rank.
Power rank.
Some matches that aren't AJ versus Nakamura that you like to see main event WrestleMania. One he'd like to see is AJ versus Cesaro. That would be solid.
Yeah, it'd be great. That'd be really cool.
Finn versus Nakamura. AJ versus Finn.
Wait, what
Finn
is this?
Versus Power Ranking Lesnar.
Matches,
matches that aren't AJ Styles versus Nakamura.
Oh, main event for WrestleMania.
Braun versus... I'd take Braun versus Lesnar again.
Yeah,
I'd take Braun that. Goes over.
That'd be good. That'd be good.
In fact, we have a question.
Kane versus Big Show.
Kane versus Undertaker.
There you go.
Someone asked later on that if... hear me find it. Here we go. Tommy T. Hey, friend. Obviously, I don't want to wish any harm on anyone, but my question is, what happens if 2 weeks before the Rumble, Roman gets hurt and is out for at least 9 months? Fantasy book what happens during WrestleMania season. Who takes his place and beats Brock, considering that's the last date on Brock's contract? Does Roman getting hurt change the outcome of the Rumble?
I hate to say it, but that would be one of those situations where it would be so... I would never want Roman to get hurt. I don't want anybody to get hurt. But it would be like, oh, man, this is cool because now we don't know.
Yeah.
Now it could be anybody. It could be anything. They'd have to scramble and they'd come up with something more creative than just Roman winning again and heading to WrestleMania. Because
let's power rank, power rank, power rank, power rank.
Pow, 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 pow.
A new opponent for Brock Lesnar to face at WrestleMania.
I mean, Braun stands out to me
yes,
as number
Braun
one.
Braun needs
man.
To be number one.
That's number one, right? Yeah.
I would say Braun. Uh-huh. I would say Seth.
Okay. Seth is reliable.
Yeah. Seth Finn Balor.
Reliable. Yeah.
Samoa Joe.
Oh, Joe. Yeah.
And Nakamura. I know he's on the other brand, but still.
Oh, make it all happen. Great answers. Way. All great answers.
Yeah. Any of those would be awesome replacements.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Cole.
Yeah, there you go. You love
Kenny that. Omega.
Adam Cole, yeah. Tanahashi. Cody Rhodes.
Okada.
Let's see here.
Double T. Hey, guys, my question is, do you guys think anyone on the roster is underappreciated? Rusev. Double T feels is underappreciated by management, and Orton is really underappreciated by some fans. Those are just two that come to mind for me.
Orton is underappreciated by fans?
I don't think so. He gets a larger pop than his more recent contributions to wrestling really
That's a very diplomatic way of saying it.
Rusev, yes.
Rusev is underappreciated by management. I think Orton is overappreciated by management, yeah. To be honest with you. Rusev is the number one answer, though. Totally underappreciated.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. Alex C. Since Sammy is such an obnoxious a-hole, should he vape on his way to the ring? A million times yes.
Yeah, that's great. Wubba Lubba Bullet Club. Hey, friendos, do you think Sammy and Kevin not being on the SmackDown Survivor Series team can lead to them turning on SmackDown going over to Raw since it was rumored that Owens was heading to Raw? Yeah, if they really cost SmackDown a win, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. You know what'd be great? Is if they get kicked out of SmackDown by SmackDown, like everybody on the brand basically says, we're gonna
not work until they're gone. Essentially.
Yeah, so they work a deal to send them over to Raw. They become so cancerous to Raw that they do the same thing. Then they go to NXT. How great would that be?
That'd be funny.
As sort of like a mini storyline. That'd be fantastic.
And yeah, they get kicked out of NXT and then they'd start their own promotion.
Yeah.
Sean Holver, if you could change one thing about SmackDown, what would it be? I noticed they don't use the crane as much. That's gone.
I know. It's awesome.
Still need to change the opening graphics.
I would change... I would do this, and it's a small change, but I think it'd be an essential one. I'd have the entrances be the picture-in-picture.
Yeah,
as
not
opposed
the match.
To
yeah,
the match. Yeah,
I agree.
I mean, I'm less... I care less about that than you do. But when you have the entrance on TV and then during the match you cut to it should the entrance is so non-essential.
I know.
You know?
I know, especially if it's like a title match, and then you shouldn't have the picture in picture going yeah. on during a title match.
Yeah.
Pineapple Pizza Champion, Sergeant Major Cool. Hey friendos, do you think they're gonna do another SmackDown Live Evasion on Raw next week, or will they hold off and do a Raw Evasion on SmackDown?
Yeah, we didn't really
talk
about this. This is a good question. So on Raw, I would think that Raw is simply going to focus. I don't think we're going to get another SmackDown Evasion on Raw. We're going to focus on rallying of the troops, them figuring things out.
Yes.
I think that's what we're going to see.
What we're going to see on Raw, at least, if anything, is just maybe an occasional person from SmackDown popping up just to do promo type stuff. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Jinder shows up on Raw between now and Survivor Series.
Yeah, that's different. I mean, that's outside the scope of the team versus team thing.
Yes.
So I could see that. But in terms of the Under Siege thing, I would doubt we're going to see any SmackDown crossover onto Raw until Raw has done some sort of Raw retaliation.
Agreed.
Hamza Halal, should the WWE address rumors and reports made on dirt sheets?
They do sometimes.
Stuff like Neville, for example.
They have. Like Enzo's backstage heat, they reference that.
Mm-hmm, yeah. They do it when it's appropriate.
Yeah.
You know?
And they think they can exploit it for
story. Yeah, when it serves story, they do, yeah.
The cat, Daryl Takahashi, where are the odds of another superstar shakeup after Survivor Series? With it being so close to Mania, I'd expect just something after Mania.
Yeah, because, you got to figure they got... The Rumble is like just around the corner after that. And so you want all your pieces in place for that.
Yes.
What is up with this? So Woke and Minato? He wants us to power rank the top five assignments, Tom Phillips.
He's on his honeymoon.
Oh, he's on his honeymoon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good. Good for him.
Yes.
He'll be able to patch things up. Let's see here. Nate Morris, do you see any belts changing hands before Survivor Series to change any of the matchups?
Probably not.
If that was in the plans, they would have done that before the matches were made official, you know?
Yeah.
I think.
Low-level writer Carlos Hackworth. What's up, guys? Hi, Carlos.
Hello.
Do you think there are any call-ups for the Survivor Series teams? If so, power rank.
Power rank.
Which NXT superstar should be on the team? So let's say there's one NXT superstar on each team.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre goes to Team SmackDown Live.
Oh, then Raw has no chance.
And then Raw gets...
Aleister Black.
Roderick Strong.
Fade to Black. Are you? No,
not Roderick. Adam Cole.
Baby! You love Adam Cole. By the way, you can find us on the Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Joy, I forgot to do this at the beginning.
Yeah.
Joy Beard.
That's my Twitter handle.
That's his Twitter handle.
That's Steve's.
This is mine.
The channel one.
Conglomerated. We have another one. It's at Steven Larson, but I don't even know why that exists anymore.
Because it has 41,000 followers.
Yeah, I know.
Might
right?
come in handy someday.
I know. I feel like most of those followers are just followers of 10 for the Win, though.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Do you guys think that Carmella might cash in at Survivor Series? What a great question. I think it's a possibility.
Yeah, it's a possibility. I think it's more likely in her cashing in than any of the times you said she's going to cash in.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's more likely. She's been eating a lot of losses, and usually that's a precursor to a cash in.
Cash in, yeah. All right, you ready for trivia?
Yeah, let's do trivia.
Let's do trivia.
I'm going to be honest with you. I can barely breathe right now, so you might have an advantage.
I am barely breathing. My name is Larson.
Let's start with attitude.
I'll start.
Okay.
Big events, attitude era.
Yeah.
I'm starving.
Oh, you didn't have lunch, did you?
No, I didn't. What did I have for breakfast? Oh, I had Eggos for breakfast.
How many?
Four.
Okay. Three. I told you used to eat an entire box for breakfast in high school.
No, man. I'm Eight so tempted to do that. You know I'm going to have this Sunday? Kind of cheat day-ish.
Huh.
I'm going to have a whole rack of cinnamon rolls.
Wow.
That sounds amazing,
that's
doesn't
so
it?
Good.
The big old gallon of milk. For the first 5 years it aired, SmackDown was on what night of the week?
Friday.
No, nah, man, Thursday. It changed to Friday when I think it went to Sci-Fi. No, that was ECW.
I thought it was Thursday. But no, it was on Sci-Fi for a while. I thought.
Was it?
I think so.
Or was that just ECW?
I thought SmackDown was too. Big event.
There's a storm coming.
Which of Mick Foley's personas faced Triple H in a street fight for the WWE Championship at the 2000 Royal Rumble?
Cactus Jack.
Uh-huh.
Championships.
Okay.
Attitude Era. At In Your House Breakdown... What two superstars pinned Steve Austin simultaneously, leading to the WWE title being vacated?
Undertaker and Kane.
Very good.
Championships. Who defeated Kurt Angle to win the WWE Championship in the main event of WrestleMania 19?
WrestleMania 19, I'm going to say Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Okay.
He almost broke his neck.
Yeah. Superstar bio.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle doused the members of the Alliance with a hose from what type of beverage truck?
Milk.
In August of 2001.
Superstar bio. What SmackDown diva in late 2002 married Al Wilson, the father of fellow diva Tori Wilson?
Oh, man. Oh, that was a good neck crack right there.
Sounded good.
What year was it? 2002?
Yeah.
God dang it, man.
Name a diva, please.
Stacey Keibler.
Dawn Marie.
Okay, all right, all right. She would always do the shadiest things, man. All right, go ahead. Oh, meet my turn.
Yeah. Modern. Orion,
modern. Big events. Who defeated Kurt Angle in a critically acclaimed interpromotional match at WrestleMania 21?
That was... Who defeated Kurt Angle?
Yeah.
Oh. Eddie Guerrero.
Shawn Michaels. That's the one I was there for. HBK versus Kurt Angle.
Oh. WrestleMania 21?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Kurt Angle won that match.
He had HBK in the ankle lock forever. Yeah,
and I thought HBK tapped out.
Evidently, he did not. Oh. Although, that probably would have been my answer, too. Let's find out. Let's see if it's the Moops, man.
So that's why I thought it was HBK, but...
Results. Kurt Angle defeated Shawn Michaels by submission. Who defeated Kurt Angle? It says Shawn Michaels.
That card is wrong. Because I knew. That's what I thought. I was like, 21, that's Shawn Michaels.
I'm sorry. It says the Moops. You can put your finger up.
No, I won't.
Put your damn finger up. You don't know what the freaking card is going to be wrong. That's stupid.
It's a Moops situation. Need the answer on the card. What diva won the WWE World Women's Championship at the 2010 Royal Rumble, joining Trish Stratus as the only other five-time champion?
What year?
2010.
2010. Lita?
Mickey James.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say that too. Whatever. Who became World Heavyweight Champion a third time by beating Rey Mysterio and the Great Khali in a triple threat match at Unforgiven 2007?
Mm.
Yeah, I know. It's one of these.
Rey and Khali?
Yeah.
Batista.
Yeah, very good.
Who defeated Lita for the Women's Championship at Unforgiven 2006, her last match before retiring from full-time competition?
Trish Stratus.
Yeah.
Okay. What superstar in 2012 got fans chanting, yes?
Oh, that's Daniel Bryan.
Very good.
What WWE legend attacked CM Punk immediately after Punk beat John Cena for the WWE Championship at SummerSlam, weakening Punk for Alberto
Kevin Del
Rio? Yes, we tie.
We tie. You just pick a card. That card was so
moops.
Stupid.
It's a moop situation.
It's a moops. The moops! Anyways, patrons, be sure to stay tuned because we've got another exciting edition of Chat Trivia.
Cards right there.
Cards are ready to go. My notes are ready to go, where I write down who's got the questions right. Anyways, that's it for the show today. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.